Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. My name is Philip Williams. I represent Westlands Water District and San Luis Delta Mendota Water Authority. Our two entities would like to raise two concerns about the Water Master's report. First, Ms. Dodick, as you pointed out, it's an excellent document, and it achieves the effect of concision. Our concern is balancing and walking that very fine line between being a concise report and making sure that it doesn't sacrifice accuracy. We have two primary concerns. One, that we feel like it misstates the law regarding the water protection statute. And secondly, regarding some of the court cases that Mr. Wilson referenced you to, we feel like it might mischaracterize some of the statements in those court decisions.
All right. Do you want to illuminate us?
Yes, ma'am. I'd be happy to. On the Water Master's report on page 9, regarding the water protection statute, the report states that Water Code Section 11128 makes it clear that the Act applies to the federal government, when in fact, Water Code Section 11128, what it states is it specifically addresses two sections of the water protection statute, sections 11460 and 11463. The AG opinions that Mr. Wilson referenced in his report and referenced in oral comments speak directly to this point and do a very good job of thoroughly analyzing the application of those two sections through Section 11128 and their applicability to the federal government. We feel that, again, while not sacrificing too much concision, focusing a little bit more on the analysis that those two AG opinions provide would provide the layperson a more thorough understanding of how those sections interact with state and federal law. And two, I can go into more detail if you'd like, but I can also move on to
the second. You're just pointing us to what else to look at. Okay. That's helpful.
And to my second point, ma'am, on the – is that me or can I keep talking?
You can keep talking. I don't know why it's giving you a halfway warning. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
To some references in the report from the four cases that Mr. Wilson talked about. In the report on page – I don't have the page in front of me. It characterizes a statement under one of the cases by Justice Roby, State Water Resources Control Board cases, those consolidated cases. Mm-hmm. It mischaracterizes a statement as if it were a rule of law, when in fact Justice Roby, who later in Tama Canal, emphasized that statement was in fact dictum. Mm-hmm. The exact statement found in the court case says that the State Water Board cannot reduce an area of origin user's contractual allotment of water in order to supply water for use outside the area of origin, absent some other legal basis for doing so that trumps the statute. Again, the point being that Justice Roby highlighted in a later opinion that this statement was in fact dictum and was not central to the holding. The report, the way that phrase is worked into the language, we're concerned that the layperson may understand that as being a firm rule of law when in fact it isn't.
Can you cite the – I'm looking at the report. Page 10, is that where you are?
Yes, ma'am. And to our second point about our concern about a mischaracterization, again, these aren't major issues, but we're concerned about making sure that it is accurate, making sure we're not confusing the layperson. Secondly, in the El Dorado decision case, the report we feel makes the opposite mistake, where it calls a holding that is actually central to the ruling and mischaracterizes it as dictum. It's on page 11, and that's in the El Dorado court decision. And the statement is, after a brief discussion of the county of – the statement in the report states that after a brief discussion of the county of origin laws, the court concluded that they did not apply to the matter in dispute. And we feel like after a brief discussion and some of the language in that – some of the following language in that report makes it sound like that's dictum, when in fact the El Dorado court was reversing an opinion on that exact point by the lower court. So it's not dictum. It's actual central to the holding of the report. In closing, Madam and members of the board, we recognize that the report is actually it's a solid, good report, achieves its effect of concision. We're concerned about walking that very fine line between maintaining a concise report and maintaining a report that's accurate. Depending on your questions, that's all I have.
I would just suggest that if you could put your comments in writing. I plan on keeping this report because I think it's good, and we can use it at some point in the future possibly. So if you have anything that you could provide to us in writing, then I could go ahead and, for myself anyway, keep it as part of this to refer back to. Yes, thank you.
Great. Thank you. That'd be helpful.
And I'll just provide this is Michael Lawford, Chief Counsel, a fine point on the comment that was made about the State Water Resources Control Board cases and whether or not the particular characterization of the area of origin statutes in that case was dictum or an actual holding. It wasn't that Justice Roby reversed himself on that. In fact, in the Tehama-Calusa Canal case, which is a federal case, the Ninth Circuit, looking at an amicus brief that had been filed by the State Water Resources Control Board in that matter, looked at more closely at the State Water Resources Control Board cases, and looking at the State Water Board's amicus, did take the opinion that that particular passage in the State Water Resources Control Board cases is dictum. It wasn't essential to the holding of the case. So it wasn't Justice Roby reversing himself. It was the Ninth Circuit looking at his opinion after the fact and determining that that one small aspect of it was dictum.
Meaning the argument lives to fight another day.
Probably not before the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit held that, but it's still an open issue potentially before the Courts of Appeal in California.
No. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you
both. Thank you all.